Spider-2-White Banana here. This guy right here, John Gruden. Let me tell you something about this guy, John Gruden. I'm 1-5 this year in it with the Raiders. And no, I got a 10-year contract. Things ain't looking so good. And I'm going looking at QBs. And everybody's like, Gruden, you haven't been doing QB camp in a while. Why are you doing it now? Well, when you got Derek Carr as your quarterback and it's not 2016, things ain't looking so hot. And after the whole Khalil Mack thing, I need some help. So I'm going to talk today from Will Greer from West Virginia, see if I can pick him up next week. This is QB camp. No, actually, this isn't Gruden's QB camp. This is the Benchwarmers Redemption. And I am Alex Baker, your host. And with me here today are...
Sebastian Merrick.
And Ryan Record. What a great impression, Alex. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, beautiful.
I'm going to try and do, like, I did Gruden. I did Jim Rome last week. I'm going to try and do...
I got a good one for you next week.
You're going to do it?
No, for you.
Okay, what is it?
For you. Shouldn't we surprise the audience
next
week? I think we should surprise the audience.
All right, fine.
But you got to tune in to hear these great impressions.
Fine. How are you guys today?
Doing good.
Monday.
Pretty dandy.
One more heads up. So this is the third episode in the post-Trudell era. And we do now do it on Mondays instead of Wednesdays because of scheduling is much more convenient for both of us. So, yeah. So, once again, any objections to starting off like we always do with the NFL?
NFL, let's do this.
Okay. So, looking at the game
first,
so far.
First, congratulations on the last Monday night game to Drew Brees for breaking all those
congratulations.
Records. So, I'm sure that wasn't a thrilling game for you to watch, but your skins bounce back. We'll get to that later in the show.
Not particularly. Good for Drew Brees. It was kind of premeditated, I think. They saw it coming.
Yeah.
The second that he broke the record, he took like a 5-minute break to go over and like hug his family, which I think took away from
him. You see, he got a flag for celebrating?
I'm not sure.
They flagged him.
All right, good.
For excessive celebration after he broke the record.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That's cold.
Yeah. And they flagged him, but they also gave him the ball and, like, the certificate that, membering of the him passing the record. So it was like, you're flagged, but good job, though. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's cold.
So do you guys want to talk about that barn burner on Thursday night?
Saquon Barkley, heck of a game. His Giants not so much, though.
Just Eli being Eli. If you guys have already heard my lovely Eli analysis, just continues to be Eli. I don't know how else to say.
Very underwhelming performance.
So,
for sure.
So then why are you ragging on Odell Beckham for just speaking the truth?
Because he didn't just blame Eli. He blamed his whole team.
The team is
no heart, no. Pat Shermer blasting play calling. He pretty much came after everyone, dude. You don't do that. Your teammates are gonna give you the crooked eye look when you just blast every single one of them
on the media
and,
at least
and
behind
the media.
Closed doors.
Yeah, if you do it behind closed doors, all power to you. You're the leader, but to do that,
but
man.
Think about it. You're a one of a kind talent. You're stuck on a team that's not going anywhere. You even, like, one of your other players is a one-of-a-kind talent, I think, in Saquon, and you're stuck on a team that probably will be lucky to win 5 games this year.
Okay.
Don't you think that's – don't you think he has a right to be upset?
Yes, but that doesn't mean you go out to the media and say all that.
He's a sensationalist. Any publicity is good publicity for Odell.
Oh, yes. He loves publicity. And why don't we talk about him being such a – oh, I hate the BS excuse. He left the first half early while they were still on offense, the Giants, with 2 seconds left. They ran a play with 2 seconds left. Odell went to the locker room. They said he needed to get additional fluids. What a beautiful cover-up that is. I mean, I need additional fluids to make sure I am okay to go for the second. Give me a break.
A whole 2 seconds
then,
worth of
fluids. And then he comes out in the second half. He's late for the second half, too. He misses the first drive or the kickoff, and he misses the kickoff, and then he comes back out after the kickoff. But I mean, dude,
yeah, he's a
what are you doing? What are you doing out there? They're a mess. The Giants are a mess. Pat Shurmur's lost all control of that locker room like he usually does in great Pat Shurmur fashion. He's going to fail now with two teams. The Giants stink. They stink. They need to, if I'm a Giants fan, I hope they lose the remainder of their game so they can get a quarterback. Finally get a quarterback. There's some couple good ones out there. So,
yeah. So on the other side, Eagles are now back to 500. Is this affirm anything different for the Eagles or is nothing?
No. Nothing. They beat a
team they should have beat.
Right. And maybe the worst team in football. They might be the worst team in football right now. So, yeah.
All right. Moving on into Sunday. That was such a barn burner game, though. Just wanted to talk about it because that was the game everybody wanted to talk about.
Absolutely brutal.
So then we're talking about Sunday. Which game do you want to start talking off with first? When I talk about, do we want to get off on a false start? Or do you want to talk about the Browns?
I hate you so much.
You were saying that the refs cost you this game. I'm looking at the score. It says 38-14.
There's a lot of things that cost us this game. The refs were probably the main reason. Miles, there's no one that gets hold more often than Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is being double teamed, and Russell Okung was holding him the whole entire game, bruh. The whole entire game. He was dragging him to the ground the whole entire game. Nothing was called. Then obviously the false start BS, which I'm just sick of horrible referee crews, man. It's embarrassing. It really is. Like, yeah, is the NFL should be embarrassed for this. They really should. I mean, when you just throw a bunch of losers out there to officiate games, they're losers. That's just the bottom line. They're losers.
They're professionals. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're professional losers. They are professional losers that don't know how to do their job.
Bold statement, Sebastian.
They're wannabe football players that are stuck reffing.
It takes a lot of discretion to be a referee. You can call a penalty on every single play, especially
it's not that hard. I've been a referee
before. Oh, yeah, and the professional football
at the professional level?
Not at the professional level, but I've been a referee before. It is not that hard to do.
Have you reffed a football game before?
Not a football game.
You reffed another kind of football.
I did. And by the way, reffing a soccer game is way harder than reffing a football game because you're the only one doing it. While as a ref, you have six different refs, bro, looking at just a certain part of the field. You're literally assigned to look at one area of the field, and you're still just pathetic at your jobs. Like, NFL refs need to get a life or get a brain or do something because they're horrible.
Would you say that to Ed Hockley and
yes,
his massive guns?
Yes, I would say that in his face.
And his massive guns?
Yes, I would say that in his face.
Well, you're going to get your butt kicked. Because Ed Hockley don't take no crap.
Well, maybe I would.
That man does not wear sleeves.
I'll say it to the Walt Anderson and who do we have? Brad Allen. You two suck and get a life.
About Jerome
What's Bogert? The solution
what
this
about Jerome Bogert?
Terrible reffing problem then.
Find someone better. There are college refs that know how to ref better than these NFL refs.
These guys have been doing it for like 20 years.
Would you
say they've been horrible at it for 20 years.
Would you say it to Jerome Bogert's face?
Yes, absolutely.
Personal
I'd say
foul.
It to anyone's face.
Personal foul?
Yeah. I might hurt their feelings saying it too.
All right. 38-14 blowout. And it's the ref's fault.
Chargers.
There you have it.
The Chargers, 4-2.
They're a good team. Should be
Melvin Gordon is tearing it up. Rivers is not showing any signs of aging.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the Chargers. I do. Because they have a city that doesn't want them.
I don't feel bad for them. They moved there. They wanted to go to a city.
Let me rephrase this. I don't feel bad for Spanos. I feel bad for the players.
Okay.
You're playing good. You're 4-2. You weren't that bad last year. You have decent receiving core. You have a good running back in Melvin Gordon.
They have a very good receiving core.
Yeah. Rivers, like I said, is still not showing signs of aging. He's still got a couple
of
years
left.
They have a complete team. They have a good defense.
Yep.
They're 4-2. Once again, you think about it. You get up, you go to the home games. It's not even half full in a soccer stadium. And then the people that do show up are most like 90% fans of the other team.
Right.
Like, they deserve more than this, I think. Like,
I'll
they're a solid team.
About the Chargers. They could go to the Super Bowl. It would not surprise me if they're a Super Bowl team. They are complete in every facet. I'm not going to believe in the Chiefs to win a playoff game until I see it. Andy Reid, no. The Patriots, I'm still not high on the Patriots. We'll get to that later. Bottom line is, I in the weak AFC, the Chargers are the most complete team, in my opinion. They are. I mean, just from top to bottom, every position, they're
very well balanced.
They are very well balanced. They could easily go to the Super Bowl. They really could. They have a good chance.
I want to see them win a division title, so then they host a playoff game.
We
get to see a playoff game that's like half full, full of fans of the other team. That's what I want to see. I want to see the misery.
Well, it's not going to happen because of the Chiefs. They'll be the five seed.
Yeah. But it is just, like I still say, I'm watching this, like, these players deserve better. They're playing their butts off, and, like, nobody gives a crap. And they're in a city that doesn't want them. And it's all because of the owner's fault. Spanos is terrible. And, like, there's no way they're, if they
Rest
go...
Rest in peace, Alex Spanos, by the way.
Yeah. But, Dean, you can do do disgusting things to yourself. Let's just leave it at that. But, Do you think that I lost my train of thought here? If let's say for some reason, because it's been rumored that they go back to San Diego, do you think that that town will welcome them back with open arms?
Of course.
There are fans burning the jerseys out in front, protesting out in front office.
We welcomed LeBron back with open arms after we burned his jersey the first time. Yeah, they'll welcome them back. They will welcome them back.
I don't know. I just think something like that's not gonna. It's some betrayal there. But anyway, let's move on. Okay, what other game? What's the next game you want to talk about?
You tell me. You throw them at us and we got it.
Let's talk, since I've been doing this impression for a while, let's talk about this guy, John Gruden, again. London game, right? 27-3. You said that the Giants are the worst team in football, but this guy right here, Spider 2 White Banana, I think I got the worst team in football.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't think so. I think the Raiders would beat the Giants. I really do. The Giants suck. The Raiders suck too. They're lifeless. You see Bruce Irvin's comment, by the way?
No.
At the end of the game? Look it up. It is hilarious. It's like, I got other priorities to do with my family. I got some babies to make.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen that one. So this is the London game. And once again, like every other London game, it's between two teams that kind of suck, and the game's just boring. Why do we keep doing this?
Yeah, I agree. You saw in the BBC TV, they only had the Raiders-Seahawks programming set for an hour and a half. They thought an NFL game takes an hour and a half.
They're used to that rugby, man. Rugby games go by real quick.
Yeah.
They played at Twickenham?
No, Wembley.
Wembley. That's a soccer stadium.
Yeah, which a better stadium?
No, Twickenham's better.
No,
because they play rugby there. We're tough. We're you know it's that's
soccer's
an actual sport.
Soccer's the world's game. It's a beautiful game
for sissies.
for
you,
everyone,
you know,
if you want to watch top quality,
watch rugby.
Watch soccer. It's the world's game.
Rugby's the world's game, man. They play it in the Southern Hemisphere, man. They play it in South Africa. They play it in New Zealand, in Fiji. You don't even know where Fiji is,
yes,
do
I
you?
Do.
Where is Fiji, then?
Oceania.
Okay.
Good try.
Australia.
You're not going to win against Australia. Me in a geography contest.
Where is Papua New Guinea?
Oceania.
Okay.
You're not going to win against me in a geography contest.
What about Chad?
Africa.
Okay.
He's good, so good.
Good
all
try.
They're all a bunch of Chads there.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway.
You can get me in history. You're not getting me in geography.
Okay, what about, so looking at the other games, Falcons-Bucks, Falcons finally win a game. Winston coming back, he throws four touchdowns.
Validated his decision to play him.
Yeah, definitely.
So all you Fitzpatrick lovers out there, take a seat. He's back where he rightfully belongs on the bench, and now he doesn't have to throw any more picks.
He's just going to grope Uber drivers. Any chance the Falcons can get back into the race? They're 2-4.
They could get back in the race. I don't think they will, but they have a chance. They got to pick it up, obviously. They're going to win next week. We'll get to – that's my little sneak peek pick 'em of the of the week.
I think the Falcons will go on a Super Bowl slump. They'll be lucky to finish 500. I don't think they're a bad team. They're just too banged up right now, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah.
And what wins championships? Defense.
Yeah, but there's a lot of other things that win championships too. Quarterbacks. Do you have a great quarterback? You need to. I mean, it's a team effort. Obviously, defense plays a huge part in that. I think they could get back in it. It's going to be hard, like you said, but they win next week. They're back in it. They're 3-4.
Yeah.
So, and I think they will against that lifeless Giants team. Lifeless. They're horrible. But all right.
Okay, then we get Bears Dolphins after a 2-game losing streak. Dolphins.
That was a crazy game. That was a
lot of missed field goals. It was the very end of overtime was the game winner, right?
Yep. Did you see the Drake fumble at the 1-yard line?
Yep, I did see that.
That was insane. and the announcer, that was really cold for what he said.
What did he say?
The Kenyon Drake. He was like, you know Drake's new song, In My Feelings, right?
No, I don't listen to hip hop.
Okay, then yeah. Look it up and then you'll see it.
But it was something connected to the song.
Yeah, okay. it was pretty cold. That was the Bears got too conservative on that OT drive. Settling for a 50-yard field goal, not a good idea. I think that's what ended up costing them this game. I really do. Brock Osweiler continues to torch the Bears.
Brock Osweiler, that's what I forgot. Brock Osweiler comes in off the bench in 380 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, played well. I think you got to stick with him next week. I really do think you stick with Brock next week.
The man's a proven playoff quarterback.
He won a playoff game. They just benched him? Oh, he got hurt. Okay.
Do they know how long he's out?
No, but we'll see. I mean, Brock's played well.
Has your negative belief in the Dolphins changed at all due to this game?
No. They won't make the playoffs.
The 3-0
They'll be an 8-8 football team. They'll be an 8-8 sitting at home football team.
Then you have the Bears. What about your faith in the Bears? Has that changed?
Nope.
Still feel that they can capture the division?
I think they will still win the NFC North. I really do. I believe in the Bears.
I like the Bears. We'll see if they can perform.
Yeah. I like them a lot. We'll see what happens.
All right. And speaking of divisions, divisional battle between the upstart Bengals and then the Steelers. Steelers win 28-21. It seems that the never-ending soap opera is starting to settle down a little bit.
I think it's settled down completely.
No, didn't I hear that Antonio Brown's being sued because he threw something at a baby?
Yeah, but that's not football related.
It's still kind of soap opera stuff.
I guess. I think the Steelers they're back. Not clutch drive led by Big Ben. Bengals, once again, don't come through in the clutch.
Vontaze Burfict came back. Didn't he try to take another headshot at Antonio Brown?
Yep.
Classy fella.
And he injured his own teammate in the process.
Classy fella.
Yeah. the Steelers just, they, when it mattered, they came through. Great win for Pittsburgh. That's a win that's going to jumpstart their season. So they go to the bye next week, and then they face my Browns. So they need that win because when week 8 comes around against my Browns, you already know what's going to happen.
There's going to be a lot of false start penalties, isn't there?
Yeah, and a nice win in Cleveland we're going to bring back.
Don't get on such a false start to that prediction, Sebastian.
You're just going to name the episode False Start. Yeah, just name the episode False Start.
All right, so we've been building it up along it. Oh, we already talked about it. Never mind. Then we have the Vikings-Cardinals. Anything to talk about with this game?
Yeah.
Latavius Murray, 155 yards, a touchdown.
Played well. Cardinals, not a good team. Just Vikings did what they expect to do. Nothing too much to talk about there.
Okay, we'll move on then. Sam Darnold, clutch quarterback. 2 wins in a row against the 1-5 Colts. The Jets are now 3-3, 42-34.
I'm telling you, man, guy's great.
He's slinging it.
Balled out 2 games in a row now. He's a winner. Sam Darnold's a winner. That's who you want as a quarterback on your team. Love the guy. He's going to – the Jets are going to dominate that division coming up.
You really think so?
I really do. Tom Brady's father time undefeated. In 4 years, the Jets will rule the AFC North. I feel really good saying that.
Wow.
I feel really good saying that.
Just like you felt good about the Cleveland Indians coming back from that 0-2 deficit?
I did, yeah. We actually should have won that game, believe it or not, if we had a bunch of chances. A lot of runners stranded in scoring position, and then the floodgates just opened in the eighth. Happens. We'll be back next year.
All right. Local game.
You guys will prepare us very well.
Oh, what? Lions?
No, the Tigers.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah.
You guys are going to prepare us very well for our playoff run next year.
The AL Central is the best division in baseball. I do not care what anyone says.
Yeah, easily.
Easily. Scott, I mean, come on. Ron Gardenhire, who cares that he's past his prime? He's still a good manager. Yeah. You know?
Look at
those great pitchers we got.
There's nothing like a good
Jordan Zimmerman is still in his prime. I don't care what anyone says.
There's nothing like a good preparation against
Miguel Cabrera
the Tigers.
Is healthy and will not get injured this year.
Yeah.
Miss me with that, you know?
Nothing like a good preparation against you guys.
Yes. All right, then we go to a local game. Redskins beat the Panthers. I believe you guys both called that last week.
Yep.
Indeed, we did. A 3-1 Panthers team at that. Mind you,
I think they were 2-1.
No, they were 3-1.
Their wins were against less than desirable opponents. This is a game that could have gone either way. The Redskins got off to a hot start. The Panthers are kind of threatening at the end of the game, but defense held them under 20 points. I think that's the key to any Redskins victory. They got to hold them under 20 points because that's like the cap for what the Redskins will put up week in and week out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good one for Washington. They needed it.
AP's looking great. I'm really liking the way he's running.
Adrian Peterson.
They're going to have a nice division battle with Dallas coming up. That'll be a very fun game to watch.
Always is.
You could say that Adrian Peterson is disciplining himself.
Yeah.
He can really switch it up to another gear. I guess you can say he beats his children. I'm sorry. I was running out of jokes.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, they're playing well, though. I think the Redskins, they got something cooking there in D.C. Alex Smith, I've always thought, is a very serviceable quarterback. I think he's an upgraded quarterback.
I think so, too. A lot of people didn't at first, but he still misses that clutch gene. We'll see if he can come around in the playoffs. But it's their
division
to lose.
Josh Norman showed out for once, finally.
Right, yeah.
But we've been waiting for that for a while.
It was his old team. He had something to play for.
Yeah. Seemed like the Panthers ran out of bullets at the end, you know?
Yeah, they don't have enough weapons. I really like
You know
Christian
who doesn't
McCaffrey.
Run out of bullets? Marvin Harrison, who I do not know, by the way. And I'm not accusing him of anything. Is that a laser on my head right now? Oh, geez. Sorry, Marvin.
Oh, man. This show gets off the rails so much. I love it.
Moving on to another game. Texans, after an 0-3 start, things are starting to look a little bit better for them. They beat the Bills.
I hop back on the Houston Texans.
They have now forced
a
three-way tie in the division with the Titans and the Jags. You know, after an 0-3 start, I thought they were done.
I thought they were too.
But the way that division's going, Titans and Jags are falling apart. Texans on the rise. They might be able to pull this one off as long as Watson can stay healthy.
Yeah.
How about Nate Peterman, man?
They bring him in again. How many times do they need to bring in Nate Peterman?
Can't they get somebody else? Well, Allen got hurt.
I know,
hurt.
But who's their third stringer?
Derek Anderson.
It's not funny. It's not funny, Derek Anderson. It's not funny. Classic conference.
I remember Bills, that with the Cardinals.
Are the Bills as bad as people think they are? Do you think they're
I think they're a decent team. I think their defense is very underrated. I think Josh Allen is a boom or bust guy at quarterback. Now, with Nate Peterman in, they're going to lose, obviously. But how about
he only threw two interceptions today. That's an improvement.
In one quarter. Did you see? And he threw the game-winning pick six. Did you see that throw?
Yes.
The game-winning pick six. Kelvin Benjamin was draped in double coverage coming, and then Jonathan Joseph, he's right there. He just throws it to Joseph. He's like, thank you, Nate, and just runs it back.
And why does Nate Peterman still get work?
I don't understand. I don't know. I feel bad for the guy. Is he the worst NFL quarterback of all time?
I don't know, man. You got to say like Jamarcus Russell or Akili Smith or Ryan Leaf.
True. Valid points.
Yeah. It's like those guys like were so bad they only stayed in the league for like a year or two.
Yeah. Nate Peterman might not be in the league after this year, though. Yeah.
At this point, you got to get somebody different. I mean, how bad was the Josh Allen injury?
Well, they said Derek Anderson's the new backup.
Not funny. That's every time you're going to say his name, I'm going to say that.
I love that.
All right.
That's so funny. That is funny. It is very funny, it is actually, classic. when you say it's not funny,
not
it is
funny.
Very funny.
All right, then. Rams. I'm riding the Rams bandwagon, man. 6-0. Let's look at Todd Gurley's stats.
Played well.
208 yards rushing, 17 yards receiving, 2 touchdowns. This guy, I mean, he's my MVP. Did he win MVP last year?
No.
Who won it last
year? Brady.
Brady. He's going to be my MVP this year, unless something can change. He's like the new age Marshall Faulk.
Brady won it last year, right?
Let's look it up. I have
the computer. I'm pretty sure Brady won it. Because it wasn't Carson Wentz after he got hurt. Yeah, Brady won it.
It was...
Indeed, it was Tom Brady.
Brady, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Brady won it.
Yeah, I agree. If Todd Gurley keeps up this torrid pace, he will be MVP.
I do not agree with that, and I'm going to tell you why. We will get to Kansas City later. I think your MVP resides in Kansas City.
Well, we'll
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I don't know about that, but...
He's just the torching Gurley everyone. Means,
well, we saw it last year, even when we saw it in his rookie year.
And like beyond, this guy, is the running back going to win an MVP award?
Look what he's doing. He's not only a valuable rushing, but he's valuable as a receiver. And when you have Jared Goff, who's a really good quarterback, but even like you look at his stats like this game, he didn't do anything. So when you got a quarterback who's not putting up the numbers and you got a running back who can still bail you out.
Yeah, but Mahomes has put up numbers every game. And he's not just
it's going to fall
numbers,
down. It's going to fall
dominated.
Down. We saw it last night. He wasn't as sharp as he originally was.
Dude, he was amazing last night. He had a couple struggles in the first half. In the second half.
Yeah, like I'm saying, the cracks are starting to show a little bit.
In the second half, he balled. He balled out of control.
I'm still not ready to sign up on that bandwagon.
I've signed up on the Mahomes bandwagon.
Especially
Matt,
when Andy Reid is your head
Pat
coach.
Mahomes.
Especially when Andy Reid is your head coach. Just saying.
Andy Reid's a good head coach. He just doesn't know how to win a playoff game.
There is a great wordsmith on YouTube. His name is EDP445. I cannot describe what those names mean on the air. Well, maybe I can since that other mishap earlier this week. but he did a very good description about what it feels like to have Andy Reid as your head coach. But I can't say it on air. But maybe I'll tell you after air. But next game. We talk about it came back to the Texans division. Jacksonville Jaguars get crushed by the Cowboys. Our Blake Bortles look terrible. Is the Jaguars, you starting to press the panic button?
Yes.
Because you're now in a three-way tie.
Yes, because Bortles is your quarterback.
Yeah, they're
and their offense is just,
anemic.
Especially without Fournette, it's horrible.
Right.
It's all kinds of bad.
Definitely desperate for Fournette to come back.
Yeah, they need him.
Although I do like TJ Yeldon, but he can only do so much.
Right. I think Jacksonville's a mess right now. Jalen Ramsey, remember what we said? You want to talk the talk. You better walk the walk.
Yeah.
They sure did not walk the walk.
Not with 40 points given.
I mean,
Jesus.
Against that Cowboys offense where they've struggled to put up points in at almost every game. But that receiving core, Cole Beasley, Michael Gallup, Tavon Austin, like, come on, man. Jeff Swaim, Rico Gaithers. Gotta be better than that. Gotta be better than that, Jacksonville.
This is something I just realized. Jamal Charles is playing for the Jags.
Yes, he is.
No.
I thought he retired.
Yeah, they just signed him.
Oh.
Middle of the week.
Huh. You know, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Huh. That's one of those things that make you go, huh, I didn't know that guy was still playing. Okay, another local game. Matt's team, the Titans, show their offensive dominance.
What a prowess.
21-0 against the Ravens. Dominated.
Woo!
Oof. Marcus Mariota, an astounding 117 yards passing. He didn't throw any interceptions this time. That's good.
Let's talk about the main point, though.
What was that? What's 10 that? Sacks?
11 sacks.
Yes. 11 sacks.
Insane.
11 sacks that Titans offensive line gave up.
Oof.
They're a mess. Wow. The Titans, Tony Dungy said it on Football Night in America yesterday. The Titans are a dump truck. The dump truck was empty yesterday. They are no creativity on offense whatsoever. They're bad.
They put up less than 200 total yards passing. 117 passing, 55 rushing.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota is not playing well at all. Corey Davis has not played well at all. He's very streaky. Derrick Henry has not lived up to expectations. Rashard Matthews, we already know that story. Not even on the team anymore. Tennessee needs to get their stuff sorted out. They just need to find an identity even. They don't even have an identity.
Their defense isn't even that bad. I wouldn't say that.
They gave up 21 to Flacco.
Still, like, if it doesn't matter how many points you give up. It's just if your offense, like, is getting shut out and, like,
right,
putting up less than 200
horrible.
Yards.
Right, their offense was horrible. The Ravens had more sacks than Mariota had completions. That's crazy.
Flacco didn't get sacked once. That's some good offensive line right there.
I would love to see how Matt's doing today.
Remember at the beginning of the season when he was just glowing about the Titans?
Yep.
He thought they were going to be great.
Yeah, Matt, you were wrong about that. Yeah. Matt's not having a good year in terms of football predictions.
Nope.
Come on, Matt. Show up, man. You can dog on me on my baseball predictions, but I'm going to dog you on your football picks when they don't work out. My Mets got robbed last year. Still like believe said, that.
Like I said, you were really smart for a month.
Very smart for a month.
Yes. Story of my life. But all right, then we get to the game I was actually able to watch. Actually able to make it in time, get home from work, and watch the game. A great game. Chiefs finally lose a game, 40-43. But what a barn burner, man! Just back and forth, back and forth. Mahomes, like, he's looking good so far, but like I said, he threw two picks.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like I said, eventually the cracks are going to show.
Yeah.
And the cracks are starting to show. It's not a lot of cracks, but just a couple of cracks.
I think he'll be fine.
Defenses will figure him out. They're going to come around.
This is the NFL. You can be hot for a while.
He could have a slump here and there, but Kansas City's found their quarterback of the future.
I agree.
He's going to be a superstar in this league. I really do believe that. I think, as of right now, he's a top in terms of how he's playing. He's definitely a top three quarterback right now in terms of how he's been playing.
I'd agree with you. Can't deny that.
He's been on fire.
A lot of talent around him, though.
Right.
On the offense.
That is
he's
true.
Got a good run game. He's got a handful of great wide receivers.
Right.
Tyreek Hill had 3 touchdowns yesterday, 142 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Cred to that guy. I hope he's not playing against you in fantasy this week. Jeez.
Yeah, he is actually against me. Yeah.
I actually went into
this game, my matchup. I was up by 50 points. My opponent had Tyreek Hill and Tom Brady. I'm now down 2 going into Monday night, and I actually need points from Davante Adams, a situation I did not think would be remotely possible. But it happened to be possible.
It's not a bad guy to put trust in. I like Davante.
Yeah. I still think I'm going to – I feel pretty good about my win. I'm going to just go out. I feel like I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win that game, but
I won my first fantasy game this week.
Congratulations.
And I did that when I forgot to bench Jay Ajayi.
Are you in a keeper league?
No, I'm on Yahoo. It's like a random kind of
random
public league.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't put down money on it.
Okay. Good for you.
Josh Gordon, I forgot. Was this his first week back?
No, he played last week.
No, yeah, you're right.
He had a touchdown last
week.
Right.
Have you been impressed with Gordon? He had a couple of catches. Do you think he's slowly getting back into form?
He's a good player. He's a very good player. He's got a ton of talent. I've seen it in Cleveland before.
And he's in a good system because, you know,
Belichick
will keep him in line.
Mm-hmm. Because
if there's one thing Bill Belichick does, it's having, players with dignity and not murderers like Aaron Hernandez.
Right, right.
Yeah. And another good coach that, you know, kept care of Aaron Hernandez, Urban Meyer.
Oh, jeez.
Urban Meyer really runs a tight ship. He's a class act. Classy fella.
Pretty sip scotch with Montez Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. That ain't nice.
Yeah, that's not nice. Vontaze Burfict beats up men. It's a different story.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah, Patriots, good win for them. I still am not a big believer in them, however. I just don't believe in that defense. I don't think they will be a Super Bowl team. So, yeah.
You can never count out the Patriots, man. Yeah, I think it's going to be Pat's Steelers come the AFC Championship game.
I'm still right. I'm still, my belief in the Patriots has not been shaken.
My prediction for the AFC Championship game, believe it or not, is an all AFC West affair. Chiefs Chargers.
It's not unreasonable either.
Okay.
It's too early to tell.
Yeah. We will find out.
Hop into college. Could we hit baseball right quick?
Oh, you want to do baseball before college?
Yeah, split it up. Okay, so much football.
Let's talk about those Cleveland Indians. Last week when we were recording this podcast, you were saying they were going to dominate. And then right as the show ended, they lost, 11-3? Okay. You know, and it's so, like, I'm just so confused because, man, they would get so prepared for the postseason because they play the best division in MLB. I don't know what happened. What went wrong? Sebastian, you're an Indians fan. What went wrong with your team?
A lot. We didn't hit with runners in scoring position. Bottom line, we had plenty of chances. Fourth inning, fifth inning, sixth inning, pretty much every inning we had chances, and we just didn't. It was a close game pretty much throughout, and then
blew up.
And then the eighth inning, the floodgates just burst it open, and there you go, season over, just like that. Didn't play well. Didn't play well.
Still liking my pick, Astros Dodgers World Series.
I'm hopping on the Astros bandwagon. I think Astros
even after they lost last night.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Astros are going to win that World Series again.
Will the Red Sox even pitch David Price? What do you think?
They shouldn't if they're smart.
I agree.
If they do, pitch him out of the bullpen.
They have a lot of talent in the starting rotation.
Right. Why would they ever pitch David Price in the postseason? You know what he does in the postseason.
He's making like $30 million a year.
Ubaldo Jimenez made $10 million. Chris Davis makes $20 million a year. Look how the Orioles are doing right now.
True.
So, I mean, Houston's the best team. They're just better than everyone, top to bottom.
I think the Dodgers are the second best team, and that's why it's going to come down to them.
I think it's
going to
be Houston-Milwaukee. That's what I think.
It's a bold prediction.
I do like Milwaukee. I said Indians-Milwaukee to begin. I'm going to go Houston-Milwaukee. Houston wins it all. That's how I feel.
Yeah, not betting against the
Astros. That means it's not going to happen. It's going to be Red Sox, Dodgers. Yeah, because you predicted it, because your predictions.
My predictions are very good.
Except, when they're on paper, they're good. But when you make the non-paper predictions,
my predictions
awful.
Are so good. Whenever I get them wrong, I get them thrown at me nonstop because they're like, oh my gosh, Sebastian actually got something wrong for once.
No, like I'm saying, like
if it's on paper,
you're good. But when it's not on paper, you know, you're always bad.
No, I'm just
with the Indians prediction, your prediction about the Mets, you thought LeBron was going to stay in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's three.
Yeah,
that's only three.
There's more I can't think of right now, but
No, you can't think of them because they haven't happened.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you got 14 wrong this year, so that's more.
Hey, what about the ones I got right?
Okay.
I got a winning record at least in pick'ems.
Oh, that's cold.
Everything always goes back to Ohio.
It's not funny. Okay. Anything else you want to talk about baseball? I threw it out there.
I think there's kind of covered it all.
All
I
the
mean,
bases are covered.
Yankees there. Disappointing. I don't know why I hopped on that bandwagon. That was another one I got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Claiming powers, everything in baseball.
Nah. Yeah. So, they just didn't play well.
They'll be back. They're a good team.
Yeah, they'll be better. They'll be better next year.
Okay. Are you ready to talk about college then?
I am.
So, I got a team that I had faith. I knew it all along. I did not doubt them. And how dare you even think that I did not have faith? Michigan State Spartans go on the road again in Happy Valley, pull off the upset against Penn State. Last second, Brian Lewerke, a quarterback whom I've never doubted, who I never said I was never done with. I don't care if he's thrown 7 interceptions already this year. I don't care because he had the game in his hand and we dominated. But yeah, I was completely shocked. Were you guys shocked? I wasn't shocked. We had this.
You just wasted your soliloquy right there. I was completely shocked. Come on, man. You're supposed to believe. You're a Sparty. You're born green. You bleed green.
Did you know that this is the second year in a row that after we lost to Northwestern, we go out and the next week we beat Penn State?
Wow.
Yeah. That's a little good. Interesting tidbit.
Yeah.
Did you watch the game?
I watched LSU, Georgia, and the Dodgers, Brewers.
Okay. But Lewerke, I'm still kind of, you know, he threw another interception this game, and we talk about that drive. Well, people forget, in that same drive earlier, he threw a ball that should have been intercepted, but luckily the corner dropped it. The running game looked a little bit better, but 36 carries, 123 yards as a team, that's still not that good. Lewerke looked better. I will say, Felton Davis is a receiver to watch. That catch he made was underthrown by Lewerke to win the game. But all of that, the other touchdown catch he had, which Lewerke overthrew him, he shouldn't have had to do a toe tap to make sure the catch got in. But Felton Davis is the receiver to watch. He is one of the best, I think, in the country. And, we got Michigan next. Kind of unsure how we're going to do there, but huge win. Penn State's done. No surprise there.
Yeah,
definitely done. Yep.
1-10, or 1-2.
This is the second year, once again, second year in a row, Michigan State's dashed Penn State's hopes.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, the reason Michigan State won, just looking on the paper here, is their defense showed up.
Yeah, Michigan State, this is the best their defense, I think, has been since at the very least the 2013 year. Now, the 2013 year, they had statistically the best defense in the country. It's not that good, but they really shut down Trace McSorley. And if the defense, if Lewerke can be decent, not amazing because that's impossible for him, but if he could be decent, we might be able to salvage this season. We're 2-1 in conference. Who knows? You might be able to make a run for another division title.
All right. Who knows? All power to him. Who knows? Yeah. It's possible.
You know, and we play you guys.
But you're not going to.
Oh, you're talking trash, huh? Talking trash.
Starts next week. They got to beat Michigan to have any hope.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't have much hope for that.
I think the Big Ten is pretty much down to two teams for our side of the division.
Rutgers and Maryland, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Yeah,
totally.
That's what I was.
How about my Buckeyes with an incredible win versus the Gophers? We had to fight for that one. We had to really fight for that one. That's a very good team,
Gophers,
right there.
Because when people think of Minnesota, they think of great football.
Yeah, it's great
powerhouse
top quality
football. Marion Barber went there.
PJ Fleck is an amazing head coach
at Western Michigan.
And now he's at Minnesota doing great things for Minnesota.
All right. Looking at other notable games.
Georgia collapsing against LSU. That was a big one. Congratulations to the Tigers up to number 5 in the AP poll now.
Big.
Notre Dame
lost faith when they lost to Florida last week.
Yeah.
They definitely regained it there. Yeah. That's a big win for them.
Yeah. I believe in the Tigers. I really do. Eddie Orgeron's coming. I believe in that guy. I believe in the Tigers this year. They got our transfer quarterback in LSU. Forgot the name, but he's a transfer from Ohio State. He's a very good player. So they can make some noise. They can make some noise for sure in that division.
Let's see. Then you had USC upsetting Colorado.
Yeah.
Is that a big upset for you?
I would say so. I mean, it's a decent size upset. I mean, according to Vegas, it's not an upset at all. Believe it or not. All right. So,
another notable game, UCF, number 10, stays undefeated, wins a close one against Memphis by 1 point. Does UCF have an outside shot? If they run the table, if they run the tables again for the second year in a row,
they have to run the table.
If they do, they definitely deserve a second.
It depends on the other teams.
Okay, let's say they do. I think they deserve it. If they've done it 2 years in a row,
okay,
why not at least give them a shot?
Okay, but what about the other teams in there? Like, if Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Notre Dame remain undefeated throughout the season, I'm sorry, UCF's not getting in. And they don't deserve to get in.
I don't know. Two seasons in a row.
Dude, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson would destroy them.
Yeah.
They would destroy them. I'm sorry.
Speaking of Alabama,
they almost lost to Memphis on Saturday.
Memphis isn't a bad team. They're okay.
They're losing record.
Navy beat them. Navy's a great team.
Oh.
They're 4-3. What are you talking about?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. That's a negative.
You had your South Florida game confused because they beat Tulsa by 1 point. Gotcha. Tulsa's trash. Yep.
Charlie
gotcha.
Strong.
You're correct.
Speaking of Alabama, is Tua still hurt?
They said it's a minor injury. Saban thinks he'll be all right. I think he'll be fine to go for Tennessee next week. If not, they can just run Jalen Hurts out there and he'll still be fine. So
what other
Washington game? With a heartbreaking overtime loss to the Ducks. 37-yarder to win the game. Missed field goal.
So who's Justin Herbert. So big shakeup this year in college. I mean, this week in college, the Pac-12. Who's got that now?
Oregon controls their destiny, really. Oregon is in prime position. Washington, it's a big blow for them in the North. Oregon plays Washington State next week. The winner of that game will pretty much has an automatic ticket to the Pac-12 championship game.
Where is it?
I think it's at Washington State.
Is College Game Day doing that there?
I'm not sure. I'll take a look.
There's this big thing where if you watch College Game Day, always in the background there's somebody waving a Washington State flag, and that's because they've never done a College Game Day at Washington State. Interesting little tidbit of information.
Yeah.
Have they made the decision yet?
Let me check.
Let me Google this week's College Game Day location.
Yep, they're going to Washington State.
They did it, man. First time. I knew it. Now they don't have to worry about waving the flags. That's
how they will go to Pullman.
All right. Ryan Leaf's alma mater.
Yeah.
You know who also went there? Jason Hansen, the greatest kicker in NFL history. Detroit Lions.
Yeah, he's a pretty good kicker.
Yeah. You're darn right. You're darn right. He's pretty good. You are darn right. Anything else you want to talk about with college?
How about Tennessee over
West Virginia? Didn't West Virginia just go down?
Yeah. West Virginia.
We gotta talk
fell
about
apart.
That. Matt, what's up?
Jeez, they are bad. They're a lot of. It's not good.
They lost to Iowa State, right?
Yep. And they didn't just like lose. They got destroyed.
Didn't Iowa State knock off Oklahoma last year, or was that the year before?
Yeah, last year.
Last year. Like they're like the idiot savant. Like they're like 6-6 like every year, but they always pull off like this one huge upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious.
Think they destroyed West Virginia's college football playoff hopes in the process.
Well, and also Will Greer's Heisman.
Yeah, I think so too. I think my boy better win the Heisman this year. Dwayne Haskins. He better win the Heisman.
I think Lewerke's gonna win it. They're going to be amazed how a guy wins so many games while throwing so many interceptions.
Dwayne Haskins is easily the best player in college football right now. Easily. It's not even close. He's a monster. The guy's – I take Dwayne Haskins over anyone in a heartbeat. He's just a winner. Proven clutch gene. Something Kirk Cousins does not have.
He had it in college. You know, how many times do I have to tell you that?
He had no clutch gene. He never has a clutch gene. He never will have a clutch gene.
Connor Cook has a clutch gene.
Probably does, more than Kirk Cousins.
He's so clutch. Yeah, they put him on the bench because they're afraid of using him because there's so much clutchness.
Yeah.
All right, anything else about college that I forgot to bring up?
Miami lost to Virginia.
Yeah, that was an upset. They probably dropped out of the rankings.
Yeah, probably will. ACC's up for grabs for sure.
Yeah, Clemson. NC State's still undefeated.
Yeah. Is NC State ranked or are they not ranked?
Yeah, they are ranked.
Okay.
Every undefeated team is ranked. Even the Cincinnati Bearcats are ranked right now.
Good.
So, we'll see. I mean, yeah, Cincinnati, Miami dropped out of the rankings. Washington State, and for the first time, Stanford dropped out. USC.
State
got back in, yep. App State is close to the right rankings.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They moved up. They're not longer Division II, are they?
Yeah. So Colorado dropped out. Yeah, a lot of movement.
App State's undefeated?
No, they lost to Penn State, barely. Okay. That was their only loss.
Barely? That's a classic YouTube quote. Matt would get it.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting rest of the year for college football. See how it goes.
Speaking of seasons, NBA kicking off this week.
Woo!
LeBron is gone. He is now with the Lakers. Cleveland is taking on Toronto at 7:30.
Yep, I'm excited.
Wednesday, which when this will
air. It's a new era for great Cavaliers basketball. It really is.
For a team that won't win 20 games, I'm calling it.
We won't win 20 games?
20 tops, that's it.
Oh, come on, man. Only why do you think we're not going to win 20 games?
You don't have your X factor. What happened last time LeBron left? Did you win 20 games even with Kyrie?
No.
Right.
Well, we didn't have Kyrie that year.
True. You had to suffer before you could come out on top.
I think we will win around 40 games, and I think we will be a playoff team.
No.
I really do. I think we are. People are sleeping on us. It isn't like last
Just
year.
Just like
when,
they slept on the Indians.
Yeah, we had our chances.
And the Mets?
I'm just telling you right now, man. It's not like last year, the last time LeBron left. We still have Kevin Love, who is an all-star. One of the better players in the Eastern Conference. Tristan Thompson's one of the better rebounders in the NBA. George Hill's a solid vet point guard. Colin Sexton's going to be, in my opinion, the rookie of the year. You have Rodney Hood, who's a decent rotational player. And on the Eastern Conference, I really do believe we are going to be a playoff team this year.
I know. Eastern Conference is up for grabs.
Really do believe it. I think we could be as high as four again. I really do believe that.
It's a bold prediction. I could see him squeezing into the playoffs. Maybe he's like an 8 or a 7 seed.
But let's talk about the team everyone cares about that has a real chance, I think, this year. The Detroit
and we're going to beat the Raptors.
About the Detroit Pistons. We got Dwayne Casey, coach of the year. He was such a coach of the year that they fired him.
I like the Pistons a lot this year. I'm not joking. I actually like the Pistons a lot this year.
If they stay healthy.
I don't know, man. Like last year, they were great for like a month.
Blake Griffin and Andre Drummond is going to be a very powerful combination in the Eastern Conference. I think Detroit will be a playoff team this year. I really do believe that.
I will say I'm a bit more excited because Gundy's gone. Van Gundy, while a decent coach, he was not a good general manager, and I think the biggest problem was giving him way too much power. I think that's why we weren't very good. But, yeah, we still have Reggie Jackson, right?
Yep. He's a solid point guard.
He's too – like, everybody's too up and down. Drummond, the biggest problem is we think Drummond can be the guy that leads a team. Be the main superstar, and he's not.
I don't know if they expect that anymore. I think
we got Blake Griffin now.
Blake Griffin,
we'll see.
There.
I really hope, but I don't know. Like this is like the testing year, and like if Detroit wants to, they got to get off to a hot start. And I don't know. And nobody goes to the games. You go to Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah.
Like, have you heard about what's going on with the Wings?
What?
They're having to, like, you know, do the tarp over the seats for some of the places because they're just not selling.
Jeez.
And the Wings are 0-5, by the way. So.
Didn't they get a new stadium built?
Yeah, Little Caesars.
Okay.
So, if you want to get public interest, you have to get on a hot start and sustain it. They got off to a great start last year. Remember when they went on the road and beat the Warriors?
Yeah.
Everybody was drinking that Kool-Aid, except particularly me. That's all. What are your predictions?
I'm excited. So who do you think running down? Do you want to go conference? Who are the eight playoff teams, or do you want to just finals?
About who wins the conference and who wins the champion?
Okay. I think the Warriors will obviously come out the West and win it, and most likely win it all. I think the Celtics will probably come out of the East, but watch out for Toronto and Philly and Milwaukee and Cleveland. I think all four of those teams have
it. Not Washington, okay. I think Washington has a real shot.
I like Washington. I don't believe in Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is like just the – he's just the locker room
cancer.
They got
this new kid, Sam Bryant. He's going to be playing at – Thomas Bryant, my bad.
Yep.
That man can hit threes.
He's all right. I like them. He's a decent player out of Indiana. The Lakers released him last year, so.
They got Austin Rivers coming off the bench, relieving John Wall, Bradley Beal. Who else they pick up? Green from your Cavs.
Yeah, Jeff Green. I like Jeff Green. He's a nice guy.
Oubre, they got a stacked bench. That was their problem the last few years. They don't have a bench.
We'll see.
This year,
we'll
they
see.
Have a
I
bench.
Just. They could. Theoretically, if Dwight Howard gets his head on straight and contributes and is not a cancer,
the man averages a double-double every year.
Then I can see your point. But he hasn't been that for how many years now? So I want to see it before I believe it.
I think he's a changed man. He's going to turn that
I
team around.
I think people are being so disrespectful in my Cavs. I think before you guys trash them, you have to realize we're the reigning four-time Eastern Conference champions. Four times.
With LeBron.
With LeBron James.
Okay. But we're the reigning four-time. We're returning the same roster.
Miami Heat were the four-time reigning conference champions.
Right.
LeBron James. Look what happened to them after he left.
Okay, but we're returning the same roster with an all-star in Kevin Love. I mean, it's like you're not even considering us to win the Eastern Conference.
Yeah. I mean, it's impossible.
Come on, guys. No. I really do believe in my Cavs. I think we can surprise some people this year.
I'd be surprised if they make the playoffs.
All right. That's fair. I think we're going to surprise you then. We're going to surprise people.
I'd have to agree. I think the Celtics are going to end up taking the East.
Yeah, I'm going Celtics, Warriors, and a shocker, the Warriors win.
Yeah.
This is how much I care about the NBA, by the way.
Alex loves the NBA.
I love it so much. I watch
every Pistons game.
Every Pistons game. I miss the days when they had Bill Walton.
I watch every Cavs game. I still do. Still will.
I also watch every Red Wings game because
I actually do not watch every Blue Jackets game.
how are you guys doing this year?
We're all right. We just got smoked by Tampa Bay.
The Hurricanes aren't so bad this year. They're pretty good.
It doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't. I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Wow. That's pretty
bold.
Wow.
Wow. And were you Owen Wilson?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, we got to talk about the greatest league in the history of mankind. Never mind, I can't. The page isn't opening.
Good. Dang it. Was it the CFL?
Yes. Obviously, it was the CFL.
How about we talk about international soccer?
How about we don't? Because I can't talk about CFL because the webpage isn't opening, so you can't talk about soccer. How about that? Let's just move right to Pick'ems. All right.
Capitals, by the way, not off to
streaky team, off and on.
Good start right now.
Score six goals and not win a game. Come on now.
All right.
Okay. So,
how are the records doing?
Yes. So, doing a handy dandy update, I am sitting at 24-26-1. So, I'm hanging around the 500 mark. I'm a solid Jeff Fisher, 7-9.
Yeah.
Okay. Sebastian, you are 31-14-1.
That's insane.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ryan, because you've just joined us recently, you are 10-10-1.
All right.
And then Matt with us in spirit is 27-22-1.
Okay. So, Matt with us in spirit. I like it. How about Jimmy Steepman?
No? I don't know. He didn't. Matt didn't text me the record. Okay, so first matchup of the day.
Let's do this.
Michigan State.
In Lansing, right?
Yeah.
You want me to go first?
Go whatever.
Okay, I'll go first. I'll take the Wolverines.
Ditto, Wolverines.
I'm going to do a little bit of reverse psychology. I'm going with the Wolverines as well.
Ooh.
Maryland and Iowa, because we do local games.
Is that at Iowa?
I think so.
Yeah, Iowa.
I'm going to go Maryland.
Give me Iowa.
Iowa.
Iowa, Maryland. Siri's not working today. Come on, Siri.
I'm going to go Iowa. And Ryan, you said Maryland?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go Iowa regardless.
All right. Mississippi State, LSU.
That'll be a good game.
LSU.
After last week, I'd have to say LSU as well.
I'll also go LSU. And then I didn't put this in my original picks, but I've just remembered Clemson, NC State.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Clemson.
Yeah, I'm going to go Clemson as well.
Clemson's
going to the championship. I am going for the upset. I have a good feeling about NC State. They've gotten them close a few times. I think they got it. So I'm making my upset pick.
All right.
And then the last college game, Oregon, Washington State.
I am going to go with Oregon.
I'll go Washington State.
All right.
Keep that gravy train rolling.
I'm going to go Washington State, the Fighting Ryan Leafs.
I like it. My lead's growing even bigger as we get along. All right. I love it.
Now we move into the NFL. A barn burner on Thursday night. Best game of the week, in my opinion. Broncos, Cardinals.
Ooh.
Oh, man. That's Thursday. Ugh.
I'm going Bronx.
In like Arizona, I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Oh, okay. All right. Then.
Who are you taking?
I'm going Broncos. Then Pats, Bears.
Pats.
I'm taking the Bears.
Ooh.
I feel good about that.
Even after the Patriots really good beat the last that. Undefeated team last night.
I feel okay. Really, really good about that. I'm going
Patriots. All right. And then Texans, Jags.
Where is it?
Jacksonville.
I'm going to go Jags.
I'm going Texans.
Okay.
God hates Jags.
God hates you. Uh-oh, he's going Houston. Yep. He's jumping off the Jags bandwagon.
Yeah, you're shaking my belief, Blakey B. Okay, local game, Saints-Ravens.
Saints.
Yeah, I have to go Saints as well.
I will make it unanimous. Then Bengals-Chiefs.
You're not doing the Redskins-Cowboys?
They're playing. Oh, I thought they're off. I thought the Skins are off next week.
Yeah, they had their bye.
Yeah.
I don't know. We usually just do Ravens. That's all right, how Matt's that's done. That's fine. It. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
All right. I see how it is.
Yeah. All right. That's fine.
Yeah. You heard me. You heard me.
Yeah. We're going to do Redskins. Chiefs, Bengals. I'm going Chiefs.
Chiefs.
All right.
I think just for your Washington viewers out there, I do believe, sorry, Ryan, Dallas will win that game.
Fair.
All right.
It is a home game for the Redskins.
Last game, another barn burner on Monday
night.
This
is a horrible game.
Giants-Falcons.
Atlanta's going to murder them.
Yeah, Falcons.
Okay. All right. And hang on a second. Maybe I can save this. Maybe. We might have some hope here.
Have that little technical difficulty like last time.
And what do you know? So we can talk about the next week the week of the CFL. Looking at Hamilton beat Toronto, no surprise there. Winnipeg 31-0 over the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Edmonton finally bounced back after a losing streak, 34-16 over Ottawa. And then the Lions beat the Calgary Stampeders. Yes, I mean the Detroit Lions, we got relegated. So looking at the standings, Calgary is sitting at 12-3, Saskatchewan is 10-6. Ottawa is 8-7. Hamilton is 8-7. Those teams have clinched. Winnipeg, BC, and Edmonton are still fighting for a playoff berth. So that was week 18. There is 4 more weeks left in the CFL because they play 20 games, and each team gets 2 bye weeks. So
we'll see what happens.
Got that in, man. Yeah, got that in. I got that in.
Not much to talk about soccer-wise since it was international break, the Euro Nations League. USMNT continues to stink. Not much other than that.
All right. So now, oh wait, I gotta build up anyway. So now let me get into my character, my method acting, as they say.
Spider-2-Y banana.
Spider-2-Y over. John Gruden. That's not Alex, this is me.
So this was Gruden's QB corner here. Will Greer kind of disappointed me because after that last game against Iowa State. So this guy right here, he's not going to be running the Spider-2-Y banana. But I'm still looking around, still interviewing college coaches, and hey, depending on how this season goes, this guy, he might be teaching a college team. Yeah, but anyway, I got 10 years. What am I worrying about? Thanks, Raiders. Anyway, so this is the Benchwarmers Redemption. I'm this guy, John Gruden, right here. Spider-2-Y banana.
I'm offensive coordinator, Sebastian Merrick.
John Gruden number 2.
And I'm John Gruden, sign off, saying, it's not funny!